Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Reverend Ken, dear candidate, dear faithful. It was the faith in the Most Holy Trinity that the apostles were sent forth to teach throughout the world to every creature. It is into this faith that every Christian is baptized by the invocation of the thrice holy name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And because of this baptism, the Christian is bound to persevere all his life long in that steadfast faith in the Most Holy Trinity, for which the Church today teaches us to pray in the collect of the Mass. Almighty and everlasting God, who hast given to thy servants grace in the confession of the true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of thy majesty to worship the unity, grant that by steadfastness in the same faith we may evermore be defended from all adversities. O the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God, how incomprehensible are his judgments and how unsearchable his ways, exclaims St. Paul the Apostle. We should not think it strange that this doctrine should be so deep a mystery. Already in nature and science, there are many things which we find difficult to understand. Even in our neighbor, who is closest to us sharing the same human nature, we see actions and behaviors that perplex us. God has created all things, and so why think it strange that God is the greatest mystery of all? We cannot solve the mysteries of nature and of life as we see them before us. How then can we expect to comprehend the nature and inner life of God? It is not for us, with our limited minds, to ask how or why, but simply to bow down in humble adoration before the truth of God as he has revealed himself to us. Faith would not be the virtue that it is if everything were perfectly plain to us. The chief merit of faith is in accepting on God's authority that which is beyond our reason, not contrary to our reason, but way above it, supernatural as it is. While on earth our minds stumble in the shadows and veils of this mystery, but in heaven, in the full light of glory, we shall see God face to face as he is. This the apostles Paul and John reassure us of in their epistles. Meanwhile, in this life, our time of trial remains, and we must submit our minds as well as our hearts and wills to God and to his divine revelation. But God has not given us this revelation of himself in order to perplex and confuse us. He has told us all that is good and needful for us to know in our present state. We should not, therefore, fix our minds upon what he has not chosen to show us, but upon that which he actually has revealed to us. And we shall find in this more than enough for our love and devotion and meditation. Each person of the Blessed Trinity has some special relation to us, and they are, therefore, special acts of love and adoration which we can pay to each one of them. He has revealed himself to us as the Father, not only as the Father of the Eternal Son, but as our Father as well, our Father because he has adopted us as his children in Jesus Christ. Nothing that we know on earth of a father's love can compare with the tenderness with which the eternal Father regards his children. We therefore must become as little children towards him, looking up to him with love, with reverence, with simple trust, striving to fulfill his holy will in perfect obedience, knowing that he wills only our good here and hereafter. God the Son has revealed himself to us as our Savior and Redeemer. And because we are through him the children of God, as our elder brother, sharing in our human nature, having been tempted like us and having suffered far more for our sake than we shall ever be called upon to suffer for him, Hence, in all our trials, in all our temptations, in all our sufferings, we have his example to cheer us, knowing that we are but treading the steps that he trod and bearing our cross after him. His precious blood is still flowing through the sacraments to cleanse us from our sins, and his grace is ever ready to help us in our hour of need. And God, the Holy Ghost, is revealed to us and given to us as the life of our souls, our helper, our comforter, our sanctifier, stirring up the flame of divine love in our hearts, urging us to do good deeds, and giving us the strength to perform them. We, on our part, must listen to his voice and follow his guidance, that so we may abide in the love of the Father and of the Son, and thus in the Blessed Trinity revealed to us as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us not question, but praise, adore, and love. In the votive Mass of the Most Holy Trinity, the Church uses the Gospel passage of St. John, wherein our Lord says, "Yes, the hour comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does a service to God. And these things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you of them." Even from the earliest centuries of Christianity, heresies and sects have sprung up that denied our Lord's teaching concerning the Holy Trinity. Some of them were pesky and annoying, others murderous and violent. Enlightened by the truth concerning God and moved by gratitude for the graces received from the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, many saints were martyred for the faith, such as St. Paul of North Africa, who was killed by the Arian Heretic, the Arians being the ones who denied the divinity of the Son. Others defended the faith despite persecution and ridicule, like St. Athanasius, who would be even chased away from his being bishop of a particular city and had to be exiled for most of his life because he held to the true faith concerning the Holy Trinity. Still others went boldly to preach the gospel as St. Francis of Assisi did. This beloved saint, but not well known, traveled to Egypt in order to convert the Sultan. Especially in these times, we do well to implore these saints that we will be filled with their faith, zeal, and charity, since there are many who think that they honor their God by killing us, even in this day in the 21st century. Should God not call us to the glorious vocation of martyrdom, we still must face those who ridicule and malign us for adhering to the divinely revealed religion. We must also suffer at the hands of traitors who think those who believe the words of Christ himself are being rigid. But we might think, how can I live that faith most profoundly, and how can I be sustained with all these sufferings and persecutions that may come my way because I hold fast to the true faith? But if we think about how God had come to us in the incarnation of the eternal Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to walk amongst us and to be with us, we can think of how he was with the faithful of the first century, his disciples, but also a particular family of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus at Bethany. There he kept his abode with them many times during his travels throughout the Holy Land preaching. And so we might think of that devotion, particularly in this month of June, which is dedicated to the Sacred Heart, of that devotion of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus as being a means to sustain us in our daily lives, and particularly that practice of the home enthronement of the Sacred Heart. Home enthronement doesn't mean simply that we put a special image of the Sacred Heart into our houses and every once in a while say a prayer before it, but it means that we truly dedicate our homes and our families to the Most Sacred Heart, and that we give him that honor daily as our King and Lord, that we bring to him our daily trials, we praise him in the blessings that he gives us, and that we confide his loving protection on all the members of our family, And this home enthronement we can do not just if we have a family, you know, with children, but also should we be single or widowed, we can invite our Lord to be with us in our homes to help us and sustain us, so that especially when we undergo those trials, we'll make ready haste to Him, asking for His grace and support. And particularly that with that home enthronement, with that example of our Lord's most sacred heart with us, that we imitate more of those virtues that He emulates, particularly that of meekness and humility. And especially in our days when the month of June has been dedicated to arrogance of a horrid and deprived sort by the world and its prince, all the more that we should turn to the Sacred Heart to live that life of meekness and humility that opens our souls to so many graces, so many blessings. And that will also help us to sustain the faith in this world, which is but a veil of tears. And when, my dear faithful, you suffer for the faith, let us recall our Lord's words in today's gospel. Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. And of course, the home enthronement reinforces all the more these words of our loving Savior. One thing to note about the home enthronement is that many of you may have already done that. And so you might use this month of June as an opportunity to renew it and try to live it more faithfully. For those who have not, you might decide during this month to do it. It basically entails having an image of the Sacred Heart blessed and placed in a prominent part of the house, usually like in the parlor or the living room, and of course doing a consecration of the family to the Sacred Heart. Sometimes a priest might be there also to bless the home and to help with that enthronement, but it's not always necessary for a priest to be there because the head of the family, the head of the household can also do that ceremony. And by that we'll have truly with us in a tangible way those words of our Lord, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. And Christ will be with us by His grace to support us in these sufferings. He Himself promised that if anyone confess Him before men in this life, He will confess such a one before His heavenly Father in the life to come. We will then sing with all the saints in heaven, blessed be the Holy Trinity, an undivided unity. And we will give glory to Him because He has shown His mercy to us. And there, what we know here on earth through the mysteries and the teaching of the Church, in heaven we will see face to face without a veil, and with ever-increasing understanding of that divine mystery, which will gladden our hearts throughout eternity. Amen. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.